the golfer.
Commissioner Noble? Kick her out of the way.
Are you sure?
Sure.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. I appreciate you accepting the invitation. Do we all know each other? We can start on the end. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to those that might not know you?
Kevin Schultz.
I'm Allison Long.
Scott Cheney.
Jim McClellan.
Yeah. Andy Nelson.
Joel Bowsman.
David Burnett.
Tom Nolan.
Mac Rawhauser.
Okay. Now we all know each other. We're friends. Good deal. We knew each other before. I appreciate you coming. Just want to let you know, first of all, that our intention here is not to micromanage anything that you folks are doing at the golf course. You are the golf course board, and you have complete direction in directing that outfit, taking care of that. So our intention here is not to micromanage anything. Our intention here is to help facilitate discussion. We've received numerous complaints about how the golf course may have been used, as well as some complaints on how certain golf tournaments have been, directed. So we need to open a discussion here. There's pictures and videos and complaints from people who live along the golf course about things that have happened this year. I'm sure you're well aware of them, and I'm sure you've seen them. Can you help us understand perhaps measures that can be taken or have been taken to correct the issues that have been going on at the golf course this year?
You want me to start?
Please.
Okay, I'm the chairman of the golf board, and maybe if it's okay, I'll just go back in time a little bit.
Fill us in.
Okay. Prior to building the new building, the golf course for a number of years was managed by a single individual. After we built the building, it was decided by the board, not unanimously, that we should divide up some of the duties at the golf course, and we divided it up into the pro shop and the restaurant being managed by, I can't remember their names, they manage the golf course in Green River, and the grounds done by the third individual. Okay. That didn't work out very well. I received complaints about the way that was being done. The board at that time, and we've had a big turnover on this board. I mean, some people who are sitting here now weren't even involved in that. In fact, I'm probably the only one that was. So the existing board at that time decided not to rehire those people. And then we further, for the last year, we further divided the operation into the grounds maintenance, the pro shop operation, and the bar and restaurant. So we have three separate contracts. And those people all, of course, answer to the board. So the board is essentially managing the golf course at this point, because we have three separate entities that answer to us in three separate contracts. This year, the complaints were amplified considerably over the last year. What I have tried to do this year, and I worked with Mary on it, and also your legal people, was to put out an RFP for what to go back to a single point manager. Okay, because we've got too many people running the golf course. The existing board voted that down, and in fact have tried to reinstate the three separate entities that are running the golf course now. I consider that to be the primary problem, that we have too many people running the golf course. And I might add that in for the benefit of those people involved, the restaurant has received nothing but compliments. The grounds maintenance has received compliments. Most of our complaints fall in the area run by the pro shop. That's where we are, and the other people sitting here probably have their ideas as well.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, quick question. I think it's important probably to make sure that the entire committee, that the complaints we received in writing have been shared, and I guess that's a question. If you folks all seen the complaints that we have been getting?
Okay.
Because you're in a very poor position to address them if you don't know what they are.
That's true. So, and I do have this sitting in front of me, and I can fill you in now, or I can forward them to you in an email.
You can fill us in now so we could kind of proceed.
Okay. So just a list of the things. First, number one, unprofessional management with an unwelcoming environment. Very subjective complaint, okay, and that some of these others are objective. Management personnel were unapproachable and unwilling to listen to player issues or suggestions. Poor training and supervision of staff. Some staff members lacked basic knowledge of golf, tee times, upcoming events, tournament format. Number four, golf committee member drove their vehicle onto the golf course while intoxicated. Number five, golf shop doors sometimes locked at 6 p.m. with golf keys left in the carts for anyone to drive after 6 p.m. Men's night and couples night were very disorganized, poorly attended, and losing players. Some tournaments only had net winners and no gross winners. This is unheard of in the golf tournament world. Losing golfers from Big Piney, who are very important to the success of the course. Tournaments have been poorly attended, do not generate excitement, reasons to play, offer little value. The club championship, which is the flagship event of any golf course, was almost canceled by management and only paid the first place finishers and did not have any award ceremonies at the end of the tournament. Various and sundry complaints about golfers urinating out on the golf course. Damage done to property that borders the golf course.
I'd like to make one correction.
Okay.
The driving of the vehicle was not one of the golf committee members.
Okay. Very good. Did I miss anything? Okay.
A few videos also.
What's that?
There's a few videos.
I have a number
of county property.
A couple of pictures of kids hanging back on the golf carts and the thing doing wheelies down the fairway and golf carts running into each other and a couple of off-road adventures with golf carts. I'll get to you in a minute, Charlie. So these are some of the complaints that we have received over the last couple of months throughout the summer. And you may or may not be aware of any of them.
I'll address the keys and the doors.
Okay.
We did, as a board, hear about that. I talked with Paige, and we addressed putting a... Paige had a time set to close at 7.
Okay.
So asking her why it was closed at 6 was a big concern. So I guess from that point forward, she tried to make sure to let her employees know that they were to close at 7. So that was addressed. And then the keys, I talked with her, and there was one individual that night that I spoke with and made sure that they were putting the keys in there. And she was working on getting a drop box for those golfers that were golfing after 7 to
gotcha. Put their keys in
the drop box. Gotcha. So I know that that issue was addressed with okay. Paige.
So I just also want you to know that any time we receive some sort of complaint and such like that, we understand that there are two sides to every story also. So we're not casting any blame toward you, but these are complaints that we've received. Okay. Charlie, you had a comment?
Well, I just want to address some of that. You know, as far as we receive enough compensation from the golf board running the pro shop to staff the pro shop with one person. We cannot manage people's public behavior. We can ask them to please respect our rules and follow and be respectful and courteous and follow the etiquette of the golf course, but we only have one person to police that whole place. Now, if we want to put on a marshal, it's just more money. I mean, to have somebody marshal the golf course. It's very hard for one person we can't control people's language. I cannot control if somebody goes to the bathroom on the golf course. I mean, I can ask them not to do it, but I can't have 10 people running around babysitting all these people.
If let me ask you this though, Charlie, if you find someone publicly urinating out on the golf course, do you invite them to leave and remove their ability to come back? Is that within your purview?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
I mean, I have no problem with that.
Okay.
I mean, we have porta potties on. Yeah. 5.
I was just wondering if there's another strategic place for a porta potty, or if you got them pretty much where they need to be.
That's up to the golf board. I mean, I think personally there's enough toilets out there that people need to use the toilet, they can go use the toilet.
Well,
go ahead, Tom.
Since I'm a golfer here, there's two places you ought to take the one on the 5th hole and put it at the 6th hole. And you ought to put one back in there between the 7th and the 8th.
That's not in my purview.
What is your purview?
Mine's to take care of, to sell memberships, to do that.
Are
mine's not, I'm not in charge of.
Are you a board member?
No. I'm not in charge of the toilet positioning on the golf course.
Well, somebody is.
Well, so I would say that's.
Okay, now we need to lay down some ground rules here, gentlemen. Please direct your comments to the chair, and then we can discuss this. I understand, Tom, but you need to address your comments to the chair, please.
Sure.
And then we can go from in that one. That way we can keep this in a civil manner.
I can make a suggestion.
Okay.
On where I think toilets need to be. But
okay, that's good. And this meeting actually is between the golf board and the Board of County Commissioners also, and we are going to ask for your input. So, Kevin, you had a...
I do believe that needs to be addressed in location
okay.
of those facilities. There are, you know, some vacant areas of the course that need to be...
Sure.
Need to be handled of that nature, and that's something that we should
yeah.
handle.
And I think we're all in agreement here that the reason that we're here today is to correct any problems that there might be, and it's not to cast any blame on anyone. It's just to move forward in a better manner. So.
I also want to address the vehicle that was on
okay.
the course. We did hear about that. That was a very big one. I'm assuming that may be one of the videos. I'm not sure.
That's one of the pictures.
What videos he
received. Yeah.
The vehicle was Paige's vehicle. She was unaware that the vehicle was driven onto the greens. That person was told, do not come back.
Okay.
So she kind of addressed that. She was, I'm not trying to take up for Paige, but we as a board, we did speak with her about it, and she handled it on her end.
Okay.
The rest of this stuff, I'm trying to.
I can sure forward this to you. So yeah, I know. I mean, I just went through a bunch of stuff.
Two biggies
there.
For us that we need to hear about and addressed.
I can certainly forward this on to you. I guess there was another vehicle that went through the driving range net not too long ago. Do we know about that?
That was an employee of the restaurant.
Okay. Was the roads bad or what? Was it dark? Did you? Yeah.
That's my thought, but I'm making an assumption.
Swerve.
The supposed thing that she said that she wasn't paying attention and she must have been cruising pretty good and a deer ran out in front of her and she swerved.
Okay, but you guys are aware of that and you're on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good.
I would suggest to put maybe a speed limit sign
Absolutely.
Because sometimes even when I'm golfing that stretch, I mean, I feel like people are just hauling down there. So I don't know if that maybe could help eliminate some of that.
You bet. Go ahead, Mayor. You had a comment.
Mr. Chairman, I think what I'm hearing here is, as you stated earlier, your job is not to micromanage and so forth. But what I'm hearing is a symptom of a bigger problem. And that is, there seems to be a lack of discipline and just kind of a lackadaisical way of running things. And that starts at the top. I live out there and I don't, it's like if you live at the end of the runway, don't complain about the airplanes. So I've made it a point in all the years never to make a complaint. But when I found out about, and I got complaints because a lot of people think the town owns it. And,
you want it?
That's all right.
We'll sign it over to you.
You can work a deal. And it seems like, there's an overall attitude that didn't used to be that kind of is. And that's the heart of the problem. But the bottom line for me is a red line was crossed. When somebody's drunk and driving a vehicle out there, somebody could get killed. And I think that's something that cannot be tolerated. It needs to be dealt with harshly.
And it sounds like that person has been invited not to return?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, just the idea that it was even there for them to have that happen is troubling to me. That's telling me that there's an attitude out there that's unsafe, that somebody would even consider that. And then a short time later to run through the fence, I think there's a bigger problem.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
And again, I have one last thing to shut up.
Okay.
You can't have three people in charge of an organization, as you well know. Somebody has to be the boss. You have to be able, as the chairman, to make a phone call and say, hey, let's get this stuff squared away.
Yeah. And I'll agree with that, but at the same time, knowing that as the chairman, I have absolutely no power by myself. I am just the chairman. I cannot make any decisions without a majority of these gentlemen sitting right here, too. So it's board, and the board functions as a majority, and that's the only way that a board functions is as a majority. Commissioner Bowser.
Mr. Chairman, I think in lieu of this discussion today, it doesn't matter how many employees there are. I mean, the county has numerous employees, but we have a system of supervision within our various departments. And in this case, it's the golf committee that's in charge of those three different entities. And it's the golf committee whose job it is to resolve those issues and fix them. So I guess in my view, and I would also reiterate, we're not here to micromanage what you guys are doing. The reason we wanted you here today, in my mind, was to make you aware of what we're being told, and I'd encourage the chairman to forward you any and all emails and complaints that we get and give you guys, it's in your purview to solve them, whatever you feel it takes to address. I think the mayor's concerns are probably right, that it appears that there's a mindset there that has allowed for these lists of things to happen, and you as a committee need to get on top of that and be in control of it and fix it and move forward. And that, I think we've done our job in making you aware of that. And I, you know, I'm not here to tell you what you should or shouldn't do to address the issue. That's your job. So I think we probably accomplished what we need to.
We have.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for the committee. I think it's obvious that you folks did not have the complaints that we have received that Chairman Nelson just shared with you. But I don't know if it's clear that all of you were aware of these issues or situations. Can you help me there? Are some of these things that, is this the first time you've heard them as a committee?
No. This is not the first time we've heard
them. For all of you?
Some of these are...
I think most of all of them, if you were out there, you kind of knew what was going on. I mean, it was pretty obvious. I think one of the hardest things was is this board wasn't complete most of the summer. Like, I was the last one to come on.
We started the middle of June.
June. Yeah. I just came on. Right. I think you had two meetings
right.
this summer, but we've had three meetings in the last little over a month and a half, where a lot more is getting addressed. Granted, I'm not saying we're all on top of everything, but we're getting our stuff together.
You're headed there.
Yeah, we're aware of there's some problems and re-looking at stuff. I mean, we're aware there's quite a bit of problems. And some of it, not saying that a lot of this stuff happened, was all by adults and should know what to do, but we didn't do our job on handling it right then and there in an appropriate manner, I would say. Okay.
I guess the point I'm trying to make is you're only responsible for what you know. And now that you know you have a responsibility, is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin, you had a comment.
Well, that just addressed what I was at. This has been an incomplete board all summer, and with two meetings that were really ineffective meetings in the middle of the summer that I mean, we've got three new faces and mindsets. We've all individual minds that having a chance to make a change and address some of this. Because I am a golfer. I play all the time.
So, yeah. And all of you have a vested interest in this, right? Yeah. Commissioner Rawhauser.
With you being new board members, I can empathize with some of our not having a clue what's going on.
Yeah, you get a lot of stones thrown at you, don't you, Mac?
I'm still working on that. One of the things that you do have in your favor on the positive side is golf is over. And so you have all winter to work these problems out, all get on the same page, and start next golf season on the right foot. And don't think that there are any secrets in Sublette County. Everybody that golfs knows that you're here today. So hopefully everybody will kind of clean their act up to help you guys out, do your job for next year.
Okay. Do you, lady and gentlemen, have anything for us? Okay.
I'll tell you what I would like to see happen. We had one individual run this golf course for 11 years, and I don't think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Joel, you've been here that long, that we ever had this meeting before.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. I'm still of the opinion that we need one person managing this golf course. Okay. Not three, and all the complaints come to me. And I don't mind that because I'm retired and I've got time to do it. These guys all have full-time jobs and kids' activities at night and all kinds of things. And so, and I'm not complaining, but I'm the one that receives the complaints, okay? And the ones that you've got here are just a few, all right? When we had a single point manager, we didn't have that problem. Okay. What I would like to see happen is the county establish a position for the golf course manager. And the money to pay that position will be generated as it is now by the golf course. Okay? And then you wouldn't even need this board. Have your manager report direct to the county. The money is there to pay a manager. I think you did pretty much the same thing at the skating rink. Okay? And then we've got people that know from year to year if they're even going to have a job or not. You know, nobody working at the golf course right now even knows if they're going to be there next year. Okay? Anyway, okay. I think that's the solution.
Okay. Appreciate that. Charlie, you had a comment.
Well, I attended the last golf board meeting, and they voted to renew the contracts that were in place, and with that knowledge, I've made my preseason orders. So, you know, I have not received a contract from the county. I'm seeing we're trying to subvert a committee vote, and I've already expended money on, based on a majority vote by this golf board. So
we're not.
I think going down that path is, I'm kind of taking it in the shorts on that deal.
Understood. We are not going to make a decision on that. That is you guys' decision. That is not. That's your job. That's not the job of the Board of County Commissioners. Okay. I would suggest that this has just been a facilitating type of a deal, and I would suggest that you all five get into a room and don't come out until you have an agreement.
Mr. Chairman, we, during our last meeting, we did discuss the RFP and or renewing contracts, and we chose to renew the contracts. Now, as a new committee member, we looked at the contracts midway through the summer and realized that there was a lot of discrepancies, and we felt that the three entities weren't being held to what their contracts were saying, and I think that's where a lot of these issues are coming from. Is, for the example, the bathrooms. Who's in charge of the bathrooms? I mean, whose contract does that say that it's on? So I think I speak for us three, knowing that coming into this was okay, what are we looking at here kind of deal. So yes, I will take the blame on these issues, but I also feel like we were going in a positive route because we were looking at these contracts and wanting to change them.
Okay.
So that's kind of, I think,
all right,
based on our last meeting. So.
Well, you had a comment, Commissioner Noble?
So I'm hearing a couple things. They've approved the contracts in a vote.
To revise them. So our next.
Approved to revise the contract. You haven't approved the people that hold the contracts?
No. We were told.
I'm hearing a couple different things here already.
The vote was that we're going to renew the contracts with the people that are established there currently, and that they were going to revise them and draw them up and present us with a contract.
Okay. Do you have any other comments, gentlemen? Okay.
Other than good luck.
Yeah. At this point, take advantage of having this year to get things straightened out. Maybe we can chat again next year, see how the season went.
We would like to have the golf course open this winter.
Okay.
Or the clubhouse.
Not the golf course, the clubhouse. I mean, we have a simulator. Anything we can do to make money, we need to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Because we're operating right now in the red. The good news is we have some money's left over from when we had 300 members instead of 200 members, and the bad news is the 100 members that left us were big spenders, primarily from the oil field. All right, so we have a few extra bucks, but we're just slowly whittling away at it. So anything we can do to make money, we need to do.
Yeah, and that's within your purview to keep that outfit running this winter.
I'm saying that because we don't have all winter to solve the problem.
Well, you actually don't. You're right. You need to solve the problem now. You need to start working on it right now. It's going to take all year to get it straightened out. I can about guarantee you that. Any further comments? Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I would only suggest that maybe some of these comments that we related to you might be part of the reason that your membership, if it's going down, maybe I'm hopeful that maybe by addressing those comments you can build up your membership and build up your revenue.
This year our membership actually went up a little bit.
Okay.
Now, we lost revenue because people were coming out golfing and not paying because nobody was monitoring the golf course. Okay, and driving cars without cart passes and stuff. So if we can solve some of that, we're probably going to make a few more dollars.
That's what I'm suggesting. Exactly.
One last comment, Charlie.
We sold 700 rounds more than were sold the year prior.
Okay.
Actually, let me comment on that. We had 700 more rounds of golf. And those are ones that were recorded. Okay, we have people coming and playing golf, not even checking in, just take a cart and go. Okay, so, that has a positive aspect and a negative aspect. Positive aspect is, if somebody had been there to take their money, we would have had more rounds than even what Charlie just said, because those rounds never got recorded.
Commissioner Burnett, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I would just like to say for the new board members and to you as well, I appreciate your comments about the chairmanship of this board, and I would also like to categorize that by saying we are all Mr. One Vote, but collectively we function as a board, and that's how we get problems and solutions.
Very good. Commissioner Noble, you had one last comment?
All right.
Okay. Very good. So my last bit of advice to you is get together, come to a consensus, and get it headed in the right direction. It's all any of us can do. It's all we do here at this board. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your attendance. Thank you for your help.
Thanks, Alice. When is our meeting?
Good luck.
Next Tuesday. 5:30 or 6.
Allison, can I get your email address?
Yes.
And I'll send this to you. And then you can share it with the rest of the board.
Gary told me he didn't feel good.
Did you guys go to
that long? LONG.
Dot Allison.
Did you stay for the whole thing?
LISON. 33. At gmail.com.
It went 5 minutes over. I thought it would be 15 minutes early.
I'll send this to you.
Yeah. We our last meeting, I got voted in as a secretary.
Oh, you're the new secretary.
Part of
lucky
my
you.
Job.
I just, so
did
I
you
just
vote on
the
chairman?
There you go.
Cruising over
yeah.
Course.
And we just last meeting received the violation. So those are some
things. If it doesn't say that in there about the chairman,
it's just from like 1979. So anyway, it's on our agenda.
It's doing update.
Oh yeah, I'm just
scheduled on our meeting. That's a problem. Set a meeting. In the off season, we're going to do one meeting.
a month.
What's that?
Every Tuesday. Every second Tuesday.
Yeah, just goes through.
And in the operating months, we'll do every other Tuesday.
Okay.
So we did, we are on.
I was going to make it off the
We are trying, so, but thank you for letting us know.
I've been there all day.
You betcha.
At least,
yeah, this is one that just came from a couple, you know.
Okay.
But I deleted all the others.
That's awesome. I didn't see two cars there all day long.
Thank you so much.
You betcha, thank you.
As soon as I went back after hours to finish up the job, and the parking lot had more people in it than all day long.
So, did you get Commissioner Rawhauser's truck simonized and?
Yeah, it's all good.
De-loused.
We're ready for the parade now.
There you go.
All right, anybody need a break? Are you good? Okay, Andre, go ahead.
I'm fast, I'm just gonna.
All right, good deal.
Blow through a few things that we've been doing. Ice Arena. I know that I mentioned in passing some of the stuff that had been going on there, but they had a big 3-on-3 tournament. I think there were 15 teams in that tournament. I think three of them were local, but even local teams count because we play a game and then we go eat, you know, in town and stuff. Plus another team that came down just to practice that's from out of town. So, you know, we had 13 teams come to town and spend all day of the weekend here. So it was a huge success. And matter of fact, the team manager for my son's AA hockey team came to me and he said they were at the brew pub and they said, "What the heck is going on in this town today? We're so busy." So that's, I think, good things happening. And we're just going to continue on down that road. It's going really well over there. We're metering the compressors in the back and the whole unit because Don's made some adjustments on it and he's got a pretty good idea how much energy he's saving now with it. So we ran it with a meter on it and now we're going to run it. He's changing everything back and then going to run the meter on it again so we can send that information to Rocky Mountain Power. We've already put in an application with Rocky Mountain Power to try and get some kind of money back from them or, you know, discount from them for how much we're going to save. And then he's also got quotes for more modifications he can make to the equipment to run it much more efficient. It's actually pretty affordable. I mean, I think it came out to like $8,600. Which we're waiting on. I think what we would like to do is try and see how many pennies we can pinch through the season, and if we get close, you know, towards the end, there's no catastrophes or anything like that, then maybe we can look at maybe spending that money on something like that, and we'll just save more. And then, because personally, what we would like to do there, what I would like to do there, and I think Grant's on board, is just little by little continue to make it more efficient. I mean, even with the lights over the ice, there's like 40 lights there that are high energy users. So if we can save money and then use that money to save more money and then use that money to save more money, I think we'll be doing really good.
Keep us posted on that Rocky Mountain deal because we've
I know. And that's what I told Don, but it's not going to hurt for us to turn that in.
Let us know. I would like to know if we actually get some rebate.
It would be nice. And if even if we don't, because that's not the big plus is the fact that we're, I mean, he's thinking we're 17% is what he's already cut it down.
But keep us posted.
So,
I would like to know the particulars.
Yeah. I'll let you know. Okay. I got my fingers crossed, but it's
bonus if it comes through.
Yeah.
But I want to know.
I think he said it was like 15 cents per kilowatt that you cut it. So,
cool.
That'd be great. The big French drain thing out here is done.
Good.
I don't know if that's what you call it. That's what I call it. It seems to be working. We opened the valve this morning. That's what you've seen us doing out there and made sure that it's running the right way because you can't tell if that valve's open or not. And so it's open. So I guess
see how this winter goes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's I've been working on equipment maintenance at the shop. I've just been finding some of this. We got old stuff, and when I get in it and something doesn't work right, I get irritated. And so I've been fixing some things and taking vehicles to the Road and Bridge and getting them fixed, and some of the shops here in town, and just kind of getting all that, well, especially the winter stuff for snow. We're getting ready for the snow. The golf course, we had those two failed water tests in a year's time, and it was like right at the end of the year. And if you have two in a year, then the EPA has to come out, which wasn't very fun at all. And then they made a bunch of suggestions that you will follow, and they were all kind of nonsense. I mean, you got nine bottles, and they all pass except for one. It's a failed test. If you got, you know, you have three faucets, you get that out of three bottles in each faucet, and so three of those bottles were out of one of the faucets, and it failed. I mean, it was very likely just a contamination of some sort on the cap, or you know, touch something. So they made us do a pile of stuff that was just so they could say they made us do something. Okay. But the one thing they did not tell us to do that needed to be done was to raise the well above grade. Because when they did work out there, they, you know, like the clubhouse and stuff, now the well was below grade. So, but we raised it because that would, if any suggestions should have been that one.
I mean, some water could get in the top of
When the snow melts and stuff. So, okay. But it's a sealed cap anyway. But so we raised it where it's supposed to be, and you know, it didn't cost very much, and so we got that done. And the last thing I got is just so you guys know, we're working on always trying to save money. Is we normally were buying most of our plumbing parts and stuff from Ferguson, and they were, when I first started, they were wonderful, and then they got not wonderful, and I guess the guy that was running it went to another location, and so went bad. Well, so we started searching, and we found this Jay Wilcox place, and just, this is just one example of everything they sell. There's these neutralizer boxes that we were buying, and they were, Ferguson was charging us $400 for these stupid things, and we're getting them for $150 from Jay Wilcox.
Beautiful.
And that is just one of many examples, and so plumbing stuff we use a lot of.
Yeah. Glad you're keeping an eye on that.
I got to give Blake the credit. I mean, he really is the penny pincher, and he finds that stuff, and he's done it with the brushes for the brooms. I mean, we're always finding those things. So that's all I got.
Beautiful. Good, Andre. Good. Anybody have anything for Andre?
Just a big thank you.
Yeah,
that's it.
You're doing good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andre. Appreciate it.
He's coming here. Give you guys good news. That's all I'm gonna do.
If you see the sheriff out there, let him
know.
I'll
leave you some screws right here.
Okay. Yeah, just leave it there. I'll take care of it.
See you later. Mary, do you have a few things for us before
I
get here?
I do. We received a thank you card from Chris O'Connor from the Forest Service for what the county did for during the eclipse, the services that were provided.
Okay.
I didn't see him out there.
All right, no worries. Thanks.
He was here earlier.
Yeah, he was.
Okay. Then I also have, along the same line with the Forest Service, I have a modification to our Schedule A agreement on the Lower Fremont Lake Road. Our agreement was only through the end of September of 2017, and they want to extend it to September of 2018. We've probably got, there was $16,000 in that agreement. We've probably spent $8,000 or $9,000. So there's still some money left in that agreement.
Okay.
We've got a bill today for $3,300 for the last mag, the bill he talked to you about at the last meeting.
Right.
So
So this would probably be a good place to go ahead and fill you guys in here. I had a talk with Rob Holscher this morning and asked him after this Schedule A agreement, the money is out of that, if they could initiate the agreement between the Forest Service and the town for that Lower Fremont Lake Road. He said that shouldn't be a problem. So we can get out of that. We can get out of the mag and roller business. And we can use our Schedule A money for our projects.
Yeah. Good deal.
So if you would like to sign that.
Yeah. I'll need a motion.
So moved, Mr. Chairman. Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we agree to the contract extension concerning the Schedule A agreement with the Forest Service. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Here. Two times at the yellow, green and yellow.
Okay.
Okay.
Signature. Yeah. Well, that is a green.
That is a green.
Okay.
Next green.
The next yellow. Yeah. I got you. Thanks for keeping me straight.
Yeah, it's okay.
I have a bond. Oh, let me come to the table.
Yeah.
I have a bond for Cody Raza, who is the
treasurer
of the school district number 9 Boshies.
Gotcha.
The print's really light. Mr. Chairman, I also have some abatements, and Jeanette wanted me to explain to you about these are all in relation to one person, and what happened was this particular property was included in the High Meadow Water District, mm-hmm. when in fact it's not.
Oh, it's not in.
It's not in that water district. So
wow.
What's happening here is we're rebating. And we're rebating several years.
Yeah.
So we're rebating them for that, what they were charged for the water district.
Gotcha.
But they're still out of the water district, so that we're moving them. We're moving them in and out, so we aren't losing them. We aren't getting rid of them. We're abating it, but there's a supplemental that goes right behind it. You guys don't see the supplementals. You'll see those in a total table at the end of, usually she does those like at the end of the year. Then into the budget year. So, but anyway, this pertains to one property that was in the wrong district.
Okay.
So.
Very good. How many years does that go back then?
I think 5.
So are they in a different district or?
Are they not in the district?
They're not in the district at all.
Period.
So you just simply have to rebate what they were charged
yeah.
and you're done.
Yeah.
Okay. When you said yes. moving them in and out, I thought maybe
yeah.
they moved out of this one and into a different one.
No. The property is just moved out of that district.
Yeah. Moved in so that you can do the abatement
yeah.
and then moved out so
yes.
that they're not charged again.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing that I have, and I just got this morning from Matt, and haven't had a chance really to look at it. We're still doing some of the negotiation, but we have someone that's interested in being a concessionaire at the ice rink. And I got this, but we need to see what the proposal is as far as what they're planning on doing. We'll contract with them. We'll charge them something for the
Can
use of our...
Can we have Matt review that?
Matt made this.
Matt made it.
Matt made it. But
okay.
we don't have the proposal from the person that wants
oh,
to be
I
the
got
concessionaire.
You.
So we're kind of... So that's in the works, just so you know.
Okay.
But we've got it.
Perfect.
So we've tried for years to get somebody to do this and
okay.
failed miserably. So
Good.
Maybe
so
this will work.
So we're awaiting a proposal.
Yeah, we're waiting okay. a proposal from the proposed vendor.
Very good. Anything else for us there, Mary?
I think the rest of it is just voucher stuff.
Okay.
So.
Clint, you came in at just the right time.
All right.
Come on up.
Hopefully this is a fun one.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, they walked in flat.
Thank you.
Clint, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, thank you.
How are you?
Good. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
I don't know if you guys want a minute to read that, or I can just tell you what it's about.
Just go ahead and just fill us in on the high spots. How are you looking at?
All right, this is for the Preservation Board, and we want to do another National Register nomination. And we're interested, there's five buildings in Big Piney that were built of brick that was actually kiln right there in Big Piney, 1 mile south of town. There was a kiln from 1913 to 1916. Mm-hmm. So that makes the buildings very unusual, and so we want to do a National Register nomination for a brick district in Big Piney. Currently, there's no National Register sites in Big Piney, and two of the buildings are the community church and the town hall, which are two of the prominent buildings in town. So that's what we're looking for doing here. We're estimating it'll cost about $9,000 for a consultant based on when we did the Cora town site. That actually cost us $8,000 for a consultant, but we're budgeting $9,000, which would be $5,000 federal that we're asking for in this grant, and $4,000 cash match by the county that we would put in our budget, this upcoming budget.
Okay. So these are the brick buildings of Big Piney and the kiln site?
We'd like to do the kiln site. We don't know if it'll qualify because there's nothing left.
I see.
But I think it'll at least
be. But you can put them both into this grant?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, we're hoping that all six sites, including the kiln site, are part of the National Register nomination as a district.
I got you. Okay. Five inside town and then the site.
Correct.
Outside of town. Okay. Yes. Got you. Yeah. And gentlemen, just to fill you in here, what we do is we grant permission for Clint to do the grant application.
The certified local government is an arm of your guys' authority, so Andy, or the chairman, has to sign any grant application, and the contracts all need to be signed by
commission.
Just a question for
Go
Clint.
Ahead.
Remind us, what does this accomplish if we get the grant? What does it do? What does it mean?
We will hire a consultant to create a National Register nomination so that this district will be listed on the National Register of Historic Places. There's no guarantee just because we write a nomination that it will be listed, but we'll work closely with the State Historic Preservation Office on this. They'll review this grant application, and usually they got a pretty good idea at the state level whether it's going to go through or not, so we won't waste our money if it doesn't. And then the end result would just be these six sites being listed collectively as a brick district. They call it Native Big Piney Brick District, we're calling it. On the National Register, it's an honorary designation. It's although it does have restrictions of federal money spent on any of those properties. So landowners can tear down the buildings if they want to, or do whatever they want with them. But if they get federal money to tear down the buildings, then they will look at the National Register nomination and go, is this the right thing to do, or should it be saved, that kind of stuff. Mm. We are currently, we've talked to collectively board members on the board, talked to all the landowners, and we have tentative verbal agreement from everybody, but we're, with this grant application, we have letters of support. They're signed letters of support from each one of the landowners, and we're still getting those.
So if approved, it does not come with any future source of funding to preserve the site or anything like that?
If they're on the National Register, it does open them up for potential grants, like through the National Historic Trust. I have never really found that to be very useful. There's so many hoops to go through to get those that it's usually not worth the trouble. And usually you can get some tax credits too. But usually that's pretty high-end buildings and bigger projects. Really, it's pretty much honorary designation. There are 22 sites in Soto County currently listed on the National Register.
The grant application is for $9,000?
$9,792.
So, okay, grant application is for all that whole
No, oh, excuse me. The grant applications are $5,000. The total project is $9,000.
Okay, and the cash match will come from?
Our budget here.
Okay.
It would be county funds.
Right.
And we have not asked for those funds yet. We would ask for them in this next budget cycle. Although I can tell you with our Homestead project, we kind of canceled everything out to get the Homestead project done, and we have pretty much completed that. There's one.
So the Homestead project is coming to an end.
It is.
This year.
It is. It's pretty much done right now.
Okay.
And it only cost us half of what we expected this year. We had a $14,000 budget, and we only spent about $7,000. So
okay.
We really have spare money right now if we need it. But
right.
But by the time this goes through, it'll probably be in the next cycle.
It would be in the next budget year?
I think so. Well, we got 6 months. It might.
Might come.
We might
through.
Be able to get it through.
Okay. All right. Very good.
This year.
So just so you know, there is a cash match in this. These county funds.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept this grant application and let them move forward.
Second, Mr. Chairman.
Has been moved and seconded that we allow the Sublette County Historical Preservation Board to move forward with this grant application. Any further discussion, gentlemen? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Clint.
Thanks, Clint.
This is the one we need signed. Do you want to do it now?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, that's good. And do you need to make a copy of this, right, Mary?
Did you? No, I got
it. I can
give
you.
Okay.
Where's
the
battery?
Can I give
you that?
Can I give you that?
There.
Thank you. Thank you.
Motion board.
Okay.
Chief elected official.
I can make copies. I'm not going to mail this out to next week. So.
Which side, Clint? This is commission board chair. This is chief elected
That's
official.
You.
That's me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep, thank
Appreciate
you.
You. Have a good day.
Let's take a 5 minute break and then we'll pay some bills. How's that?
Sounds good.
This girl sitting here is her new.
Oh. Okay. Maybe we'll. She's scheduled a little later.
Yeah.
We'll
take her
away.